Good evening, members and, well, members, to this evening's meeting. Chairman's notices, you all know these, but public speaking, objectors and stuff, sound recording of meeting, we're being recorded, fire if there's a siren, follow me. Health and safety, please be advised of different levels of flooring, and we are being covered with closed-circuit television. Apologies for absence.
Councillor Sismi.
Councillor Sismi, thank you. Minutes of the last meeting. Can I take these as read, members? Does anyone have any queries about them?
No.
Can we agree them?
Agreed.
Okay. Agreed. Thank you. Disclosure of interest. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interest, other pecuniary interest or non-pecuniary interest relating to items of business on the agenda having regard to paragraph 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members, and members are reminded they're also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise through the meeting. Councillor Mrs. Channer.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, member of Essex County Council, which looks at matters in particular to the application up tonight on access parking and highway safety.
Thank you. Councillor Durham.
The same non-pecuniary interest, Chairman, as a member of Essex County Council, for the reasons already given.
Thank you. So, our solitary application for tonight. We have no public speakers, so Mr. Harrison, who is new to sitting up here, is going to give us the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Good evening, members. This application seeks planning permission for the change of use of a former veterinary practice, which I'm sure you're aware of, to use as an office falling within use class B1. This is the third recent application before the council for this change of use of buildings at this site. Some related, the first application proposed B1, B2 and B8 use, which was considered to be unacceptable. The second application was refused on the grounds that the buildings to the east that are shown, west, that are shown on the plan there, are dilapidated and aren't suitable for conversion. So the applicant has now excluded those from the site, and this has left the sole building within the site which is able to be converted to office use, as shown there. That's the existing building. There's no external alterations proposed, and internally you can see three offices would be created. That's the existing building from the front and the rear. That's the access to the site, and on the bottom right you can see the dilapidated buildings which have now been excluded from the site, which previously were in the site. Again, the building and the access to Purley Grange. The application is recommended for approval.
Thank you. Can I just ask before I go to the ward members, the objection from Purley Parish Council, is that something we should be taking account of? Is it relevant in any way?
Thank you, Chair. Their concern is that this is a misleading application on the grounds that the veterinary practice has been gone for a substantial period of time and it's more akin to a storage use. It's of limited relevance because the fundamental point is that it's the change of use of a rural building for office purposes, which is encouraged by the MPPF and the local plan as part of encouraging economic activity. And that's therefore whichever use it was used as before, it's of limited relevance because it's what it's going to be in the future that matters.
Thank you very much. Board members, Councillor Miss White.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only thing I'd say is it's quite a small area, and I know it was turned down once before on either access or parking or something. Is there any way that we could put the visibility splays to the maximum of the land they own so it's a bigger area and have designated parking so they can actually turn and exit? Because you couldn't, if you back out on that road, you're going to die. Other than that, I have no problems with it.
Mr. Harrison.
For you, Chair, the difficulty that we'd have with that would be justifying a condition because this was used as a veterinary practice where the vehicles coming and going, but the vehicles coming and going probably would have been a materially higher number than what would be akin to an office because you'd have more visitors in the day than you would for an office. So we'd struggle to justify a condition of that type.
That would depend on the office, I might suggest. Councillor St. Joseph.
Well, it may be less traffic, but on to the
site, but there's a on-site heavier use of the road, so one cancels out the other.
Yeah. If I might come back, as councillor has just said, I remember this being a bit of research, and I would estimate it 20 years ago. I mean, I couldn't say exactly, but it was a long time ago. And the intensification of the road use is huge. And so I have no problem with it, with the change of use. I just think it's necessary to put the condition on for safety. And I'm sure that nobody would have a problem with it if it's purely for road user safety and the use of the offices. That's the only thing I want to be careful of, is the access and egress, ingress and egress is safe.
Thank you. Councillor Bass, well done.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. There is no way we could impose such a condition because the Harbour Authority is saying no objection, no conditions. So we're not able to impose a condition.
Or an unfair point, but I take your point. Councillor Mrs. Channel.
Well, on that point, Madam Chairman, in the same paragraph it refers to T2, the parking standards of this authority. So I don't see, I think it's T2, I don't see that mentioned within the conditions. So does T2 not apply to this application, which is about ensuring the provision of off-street parking is in line with adopted vehicle parking standards?
That was in the give us a paragraph on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, access parking and highway safety, 5.5.5.1. In order to be considered acceptable, new development must comply with approved policy T2. I then go, obviously the Highway Authority has an objection, but I don't see T2, unless I missed it, within the conditions as recommended on the order paper on page 2425. So that might cover, does it not, the point that maybe Miss White was making?
Yeah. Could it, please, Mr. Harrison?
Through you, Chair, we only need to refer to the policies within the reasons for conditions where they apply to those conditions. In this case, we've taken the view that we don't need to add a condition relating to any highways or access, and so there's no condition to hang that policy off of because there's no highways related or parking related conditions suggested.
Can't we suggest them?
You may.
I hear what you're saying, Miss White. I'm just concerned that Highways are saying they don't have a problem, they don't want any conditions, and we're just trying to say the opposite.
They haven't said no conditions, but they're saying no objection. But what I'm coming from is, can't you refer to T2 and say the development will be in line with T2 policy, and that makes sure then they've done it, even though you say it's not part of the development. Wouldn't that cover that aspect?
Sounds reasonable.
Through you, Chair, the existing hard standing at the frontage of the site means that they don't need to put any new hard standing down or lay out any new parking because it's already there for use. So a condition wouldn't be necessary because the hard standing is already there, and therefore we don't need to quote the policy if there's no condition.
Ms. White.
Well, if I might come back, can we limit the amount of cars that are allowed on there? Otherwise they're going to be reversing out onto that really fast road, in which case I'll change my recommendation to refusal because you can't have anybody reversing out on that road. That's ridiculous. I mean, it was a veterinary surgery a long time ago when it was quiet, and just because Highways don't object doesn't mean so that we can't. It's safety, from my mind, it's user safety. I've got no problem with the application. I just want the users to be safe and the other road users to be safe. That's all it is. I don't see why we can't put a policy T2 in that we want, you know, designated parkings for safe ingress and egress.
Do you think we could?
Through you, Chair, we could put a condition on to require a scheme of parking to be laid out. Yeah. I wouldn't promise that it's going to prevent vehicles reversing into the highway because they've been doing that for the duration of its previous use. So we could put a condition on to require parking to be laid out, but there's not going to be sufficient space at the frontage to provide a turning area as well.
Exactly, that's the
Mrs. Channer.
The Council of Environmental Health Service recommended that surface water drainage and foul drainage and refuse storage. I can see the refuse storage. I couldn't see the drainage. External lighting, extraction and ventilation units has been recommended conditions, but am I missing something? Have I read this wrong? Because I don't see anything like that either.
Through you, Chair, the existing hard standing is there, so it would be unnecessary to attach a condition relating to the surface water issue would be made no worse because there's no on-site developments, it's just a change of use. There's no additional built form or extra hard standing being created. The relation to the extraction and ventilation, again, none are proposed, so none are approved, and therefore it would be unnecessary to put restrictions on. If they wanted to put anything in, it would need planning permission in its own right, and so we don't need to put a condition onto that effect.
I think I get that.
Propose we accept the recommendation.
Okay, so we have a proposal to accept the recommendation proposed by Councillor Key, seconded by Councillor Bamford. Those in favour of approval, please show. Sorry, can we keep the hands up long enough to count? Are you there? And those against? And I'm abstaining. Thank you. Right, that moves us on to other area planning and related matters. You do have some annual members' update about this. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Harrison or comments to make? I'll take that as a no then. Thank you. Any other items of business the chairman of the committee decides are urgent? There are none. So I close the meeting at 7:40. with thanks for the to our officers and to you members. John.